be Joanne.
Thank you for the opportunity to address this committee. I'm concerned about a number of things that come down to the haste with which this initial study, negative declaration, and associated resolutions have been prepared. Per the staff report, issues concerning the bridge, flood control, and the levees are still unresolved. In fact, additional studies on the strength of the levees and the seismic safety were only posted on the website of Friday last week. So how can the public, the project proponents, or yourselves make a truly informed decision on the true environmental impacts of this project? How can we possibly declare, as the initial study contends, that there is no environmental impact? In looking through the staff report, the initial study, and the resolutions before you regarding the use permit and zoning changes, inconsistencies abound. In the zoning analysis, for example, staff has not even mentioned that the specific types of recreation allowed in a wetlands overlay district are to be low intensity, and this is laid out specifically in the City of San Rafael's own general plan. There are problems, too, with the use permit. The use permit specifically indicates there will be no league games on the soccer fields between 3:45 and 6:20 p.m. Soccer practices are not even discussed. Yet when determining the soccer component's impact on the traffic, the traffic study only analyzes vehicles arriving for the league games and uses as its basis two evening peak hour trips. So the traffic study, in order to accurately reflect what is written in the use permit, can only be correct if the soccer fields are closed in the afternoon for soccer practice. This traffic study needs to be revised if people will be arriving for practices before 6 p.m. The use permit has to be specific about whether training or practices will be permitted during the afternoon hours. And this traffic study, back to that again, has to reflect the true impact of the real hours of operation for practices, after school games, and league games. You cannot consider that there will be no traffic when the fields are open, and I refer to as fields, the indoor and the outdoor fields. The use permit has to be revised because it is not accurate if the fields are going to be used in the afternoon. And what about summertime when children are not in school? Won't they want to have games and practices in the morning and afternoon? The traffic study is inconsistent with and does not reflect the hours of this facility and the fields as they will be demanded. When the community was here last for design review hearings, we asked staff to work with the operator and developer to compile a specific list of sports activities that would be allowed at this facility. But the list in the use permit is still vague. The public also expressed concerns about whether there would be televisions in the cafe, which would then turn it into a sports bar. This has not been fleshed out in the use permit either. And the proposed use permit talks about maintenance of the overflow gravel parking lot, even though the design review board requested that the overflow parking lot be paved. Yet this recommendation from an appointed city board has been ignored. The project description and use permit are still talking about a gravel overflow parking lot. Why do we even have a design review board if their input is going to be ignored? So I can only consider that perhaps the staff did not have adequate enough time to be thorough, and I ask that you not make the same mistake. Please require an EIR and a master plan so we can all understand exactly what is going to happen at the airport site. Then let's have an informed look at this project. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Joanne. And next up will be